Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And now Chapter 3, At the Final Hour, from Canto 6, Chapter 1, Texts 25 through 27 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukdeva Goswami continued, because of the child's broken language and awkward movements, old Ajamil was very much attached to him. He always took care of the child and enjoyed his activities. When Ajamil chewed food and ate it, he called the child to chew and eat, and when he drank, he called the child to drink also. Always engaged in taking care of the child and calling his name Narayan, Ajamil could not understand that his own time was now exhausted and that death was upon him. When the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayan. Purport. Here it is clearly mentioned that the child Narayan was so young that he could not even speak or walk properly. Since the old man was very attached to the child, he enjoyed the child's activities, and because the child's name was Narayan, the old man always chanted the holy name of Narayan. Although Ajamil was referring to the small child and not to the original Narayan, the name of Narayan is so powerful that even by chanting his son's name, he was becoming purified. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore declared that if one's mind is somehow or other attracted by the holy name of Krishna, tasmat kenapyupayena mana krishne niveshaye, one is on the path of liberation. In India, even today, parents often give their children names of God, such as Krishna, Govinda, or Narayan. Thus, the parents chant the names Krishna, Govinda, or Narayan and get the chance to be purified. At the time of death, Ajamil was chanting the name of Narayan in connection with his youngest child. Since Ajamil was the son of a Brahmin, he had been accustomed to worshipping Narayan in his youth, because in every Brahmin's house there is worship of Narayan. Therefore, although the contaminated Ajamil was calling for his son, by concentrating his mind on the holy name of Narayan, he remembered the Narayan he had very faithfully worshipped in his youth. The value of remembering Narayan at the time of death is explained in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, verse 6. Eta van Sankhya Yoga Vyam Svadharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Para Pumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. Which means, quote, the highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by acquirement of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of one's occupational duty, is to remember Narayan, the personality of Godhead, at the end of life. Unquote. Somehow or other, therefore, Ajamil consciously or unconsciously chanted the name of Narayan at the time of death and became all perfect. As mentioned above, one's mentality at the time of death is all important. But if we become complacent and think, oh, death takes place, what of it? Then we cannot advance on the spiritual path. Just as the air carries fragrances, so a person's mentality at the time of death will carry him to his next life. If he has cultivated the mentality of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of Krishna, then he will immediately be transferred to Vaikuntha. But if he has cultivated the mentality of an ordinary karmi, a fruitive worker, then he will have to stay in this material world to suffer the consequences of the kind of mentality he has thus created. Suppose I am a businessman. If I simply do business up till the point of death, naturally my mentality will be business. One Calcutta businessman at the time of death asked about the management of his mill. He might have taken his next birth as a rat in his mill. This is possible. At the time of death, whatever you are thinking will carry you to your next body. Krishna is very kind, and whatever mentality one is absorbed in at the time of death, Krishna will provide an appropriate body. All right, you are thinking like a rat? Become a rat. You are thinking like a tiger? Become a tiger. You are thinking like my devotee? Come to me. By chanting Hare Krishna, we can mold our thoughts so that we are always thinking of Krishna. As Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 47, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenan taratmana, which means, quote, the first class yogi is he who always thinks of me within his heart, unquote. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for helping the members of human society come to this state of full Krishna consciousness. Then at the end of life, one will simply remember Krishna. Whatever you practice throughout your life will determine your consciousness at death. That is natural. One who properly prepares for the time of death is really intelligent, while one who thinks he can remain at home forever and enjoy the association of his wife and children is a fool. In illusion, a man thinks, my bank balance, my nice house, and my family will protect me. But these cannot protect anyone. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Verse 4 declares, Dehaptya kalatra dish vatma sainyesh vasatsvapi hesham pramato nidanam pashyanapi na pashyati, which means, quote, one who is mad thinks, my strong body, my grown-up children, my good wife, and my bank balance will save me, unquote. We are simply struggling in this material world like soldiers fighting on a battlefield. Our soldiers are our children, our wife, our bank balance, our countrymen, etc. The Srimad Bhagavatam warns us not to take shelter of such fallible soldiers. Even though a man has seen that his father and grandfather, who were once living, are existing no more, he does not see that likewise, everyone, including himself, will be destroyed. How can he protect his son? How can his son protect him? These questions do not arise for the materialist who is simply engrossed in the animal propensities of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating.